You're listening to Forecast, the marketing podcast for professional services leaders. If you're looking to generate more leads, win more deals, and take your firm to the next level, this show is your shortcut. Hey there, and welcome back to the show. Today on Forecast, we're going to look at the second stage of the buyer's journey, which is the consideration stage. In our last lesson, we introduced a three-part buyer's journey framework that will help you understand the steps that your buyer goes through when they make a buying decision. It is critical that you understand what this process looks like and that you begin to apply this process to your buyer's journey so you can better market your services and position your firm as the one and only choice for them. Before we get into it, if you haven't yet joined us inside our free course on the 5 P's of lead generation for professional services firms, you're going to want to check that out. That is the best place to get started. And you can join us for free at 5leadgen.com. You can spell out 5 or use the number. Either one works. That's 5leadgen.com. Now, to quickly recap the first stage of the buyer's journey, which is the awareness stage. In this stage, buyers are becoming aware of the problem that you solve. They're beginning to research how to approach this problem and how to understand this problem, and they're beginning to, through their research, form an opinion about the problem and the solution. And a really important takeaway from that discussion was that you want to be one of those people in the awareness stage that's giving the buyer the information that they're looking for. If you do that and you do it well, you'll gain trust, you'll gain credibility, and you'll gain authority. And above all else, you'll then be on the list when they're ready to make a hiring decision. So let's dive into stage 2 of the buyer's journey, which is the consideration stage. In this stage, buyers are beginning to now weigh their options. They've got a pretty firm grasp of the problem. They understand what they're dealing with. And now they're taking the next step to figure out what are they actually going to do about it. And really, this boils down to 3 options. They could do nothing. That's one option. And that's an option that many buyers opt for, unfortunately. The second option is that they could do it themselves. They could try to find a solution internally. They could use internal resources to address this, if that's possible. And the third option is to hire someone. It's to bring in a service provider or a consultant or a professional or a firm to solve this problem for them. Obviously, this is the choice that both you and I would prefer. Now, if they do decide to hire someone, then in this stage, they're narrowing down their selection of preferred service providers. And there are 3 distinct activities happening here. The first is they're doing more research. We talked a lot about the research that the buyer performs in the awareness stage, but that is a very different kind of research. In that stage, the buyer is just trying to wrap their heads around the problem. They're trying to get their bearings. They're trying to make sense of what they're dealing with. But in this stage, they're now looking for someone to hire. They now know what they're looking for, or they have an idea, or they have an opinion, or at least they have some criteria in mind, and they're looking for the right professional or firm to engage in a conversation. One is that they'll reach out to their networks for referrals. They'll ask around to see if any of their contacts know anybody good who can help. Now, this used to be the only option available, and now there are many different ways that they could discover a service provider, but it's still a really compelling option because you'd much rather hire somebody who comes highly recommended than some stranger off the street. But in addition to asking for referrals, buyers will also try to find service providers on their own. In fact, in the awareness stage, when they were trying to just simply understand the problem, they probably already came across a few different service providers. For example, let's say you're thinking about hiring a marketing agency. Now, in the awareness stage, you might have come across a blog post over the course of your research that might say something like, "What to look for in a marketing agency in Toronto." And if you're looking for a marketing agency in Toronto, a post like that is likely to get your attention. And then this article simply walks you through all the critical things that you need to consider before hiring a marketing agency. And the article is written by, guess who? a marketing agency in Toronto. Now, assuming that the article was actually relevant and helpful and educational, that agency's probably now on your radar. Now, to use a personal example, when I was putting the pieces together for this podcast, I wanted to find someone to record the introduction. I needed some voiceover talent. And as I was Googling how to write a podcast introduction, guess what? I came across several articles written by companies who do voiceover production, and I ended up contacting several of them. LinkedIn is another big resource here. Buyers will often review their LinkedIn networks or do a LinkedIn search to see if they're already connected or have a close connection with a professional who could help them. But LinkedIn is also a major awareness stage opportunity because you can use LinkedIn's publishing tools combined with some good old-fashioned outreach to get on your buyer's radar in the awareness stage and even before. So those are some of the ways that buyers might be doing research here in the consideration stage to narrow their options down to a few select providers that they want to talk to. The second activity in the consideration stage is buyers are now shortlisting and comparing potential service providers. So they're taking a closer look at you and your competitors using the criteria that they've already come up with, whether that's formal or informal, to see who can best meet their needs. Now at this stage, if they haven't already, they're probably going to reach out to you and a handful of your competitors to get more information. Then you'll have a meeting or a call of some sort and you'll field their questions and then you'll follow up with them with a proposal and a quote. Now, through all of these interactions with service providers, the buyer is now armed with even more data. Before, they had an opinion, they had some ideas, they had some criteria about the solution that they're looking for, but now they have some really strong data from you and from all of your competitors that will help them make a decision on how to move forward. Finally, the third step in the consideration stage is the buyer is justifying their decision. And this is where the buyer asks a very simple question. Is this worth it? Is this something that they absolutely have to do? Does this problem have to be solved? Or could they go back to the status quo? Could they go back to how things were before they even began this process? Would that be really so bad? And then if they decide that they do in fact have to do this, they have to solve the problem, they can't just leave it as is. Then the next question is, well, do we have to hire someone? Or can we do it in-house? Can we do it ourselves? Do we have anybody on the inside who could take this on as a project? And then if they can't do it themselves, but they have to solve the problem and they have to find somebody to come in and help them with it, then who seems to be the best fit for the job? Who do we need to come in and solve this problem? How much are we willing to spend to solve this problem? Do we need the most expensive solution? Or can we get by with the cheaper one? Do we want the Porsche? Or do we want the Toyota? So these are some of the questions that are being addressed in the consideration stage of the buyer's journey. Now, I want to really quickly circle back to our discussion on the marketing funnel. You may recall in the last lesson, I mentioned that the buyer's journey and the marketing funnel, they go hand in hand. A good marketing funnel is entirely based on the buyer's journey. It takes what a buyer is doing in their journey and it gives them a simple step that they can take to progress on their journey. And so there's some obvious overlap here. The attraction stage of the marketing funnel, which is the top of the funnel, targets buyers who are in the awareness stage of the buyer's journey, which is the first stage of the journey. So once you understand the questions that are going through your buyer's mind in the awareness stage of the buyer's journey, then you can go and create attraction content that pulls them into the funnel at the top of the funnel in the attraction stage. And the same thing is true for the consideration stage of the buyer's journey, which aligns really well with the retention stage of the marketing funnel right there in the middle of the funnel, middle of the journey. In this stage, buyers are deciding whether this problem is important enough. They're deciding how they're going to go about solving it, and they're deciding who they want to come in and help them solve this problem. So those are all questions that you should be addressing in your middle of funnel retention stage content. You should be educating buyers on how to solve the problem, which is very different from the attraction stage content. So that brings us to the third and final stage of the buyer's journey, which is the decision stage. This is where finally the buyer is going to decide who they're going to hire, and then proceed to action that decision. Stay tuned for that in the next and final lesson on our three-part series on the buyer's journey. But before I let you go, if you haven't yet subscribed to the show in iTunes, do me a favor, head over to iTunes, search for Forecast Marketing. You should see the show pop up there in the podcast listing. Subscribe to the show, and while you're at it, leave a rating and a review. It really helps more people discover the show. And finally, if you haven't yet joined us inside our free course on the 5 P's of lead generation for professional services firms, you can head over to 5leadgen.com and you can spell out 5 or use the number. Either one works. That's 5leadgen.com. Thank you for listening.